something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I was swimming the other day, which many of you know is not my favorite sport, but I know how important it is for me. And that's why I do triathlons, and that's why I have the goals to cross-train, to be forced to cross-train, and to have all those other motivational factors that comes with it. But that's not what today's show's about. There is a lifeguard who I am friends with, and this person is in pain. And you can see it on his face. And we talk about it every time I come in. And I said, you know what? It's time to do a show on this very topic. And I was surprised, because I thought I already had. I know I've talked about it, and that's the problem, is we're over 400 shows, I believe, now. So there's a lot to remember, but I've definitely touched upon it. But no, I haven't done a specific episode about back pain, and that's what this friend has. And I feel really bad for him. He's young, and he's in discomfort. You could see it on his face, and we talk about it, and it's just so insidious. And over 80% of people will experience it at some point in their lifetime. So most of you who are listening to this right now either have low back pain, have experienced it in the past, both, and it will continue unless you listen to this show and take into account the information I'm going to give you and then put it into effect and to follow the guidelines. And they are simple. They are simple. When it comes to the issues, many of the issues that people have when it comes to back pain, they can be remedied in a pretty simple way. Now, there are so many different types of back pain, and I'm talking about chronic, and I'm talking about a very specific kind, the most common kind. So not an injury, specific injury, not an acute injury. And yes, of course, there are many various types of causes of back pain, but I'm going to talk about that. And we control what we can. And so when we're talking about the really common issues with back pain, yes, there are very simple fixes that fall under my term, my philosophy, my practice of excessive moderation. It's just the way it is. And a couple minutes a day, several times a week, can make huge differences in this type of discomfort. And as I was thinking and preparing for the show, I thought about how it's not about, you know, as especially as we get older, the vanity side and the scale and all that stuff is important. And I've done, you know, dozens and dozens of shows on both of those and will continue. Of course, we want to look good and we want to be a certain weight. Those are both goals of exercise and eating well. But at the end of the day, if you weigh the weight you want to weigh and if you look good, but you have back pain, what does it matter? What does it matter? So not only do we want to live a long life, but those years have to be quality. Because if you live to be 103, but you're in pain for the last 40 years of your life, what does it matter? That's what's so important. That's what's not talked about enough. And yes, so often these solutions are excessive moderation, are focusing on a handful of things that we can control. And I'm going to give you five possible causes of your back pain, low back pain. And these are things we can control. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get right into it. Not going deep into the science here today, but I am going to read from a phenomenal article that really gets into a really interesting connection between exercise and low back pain, one that I'm pretty sure you haven't thought of or heard of yet. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Thought of naming this show Back Pain 101, and I thought, that's really boring. And I've named many other shows where I get into like the first stab at an issue. You know, I label it 101, and there will be 202s, as I've said, and 303s, but it didn't jump out at me. So I'm calling it Back Pain and Exercise, and specifically because I'm going to read from this phenomenal article, a couple paragraphs, to give you yet another insight, another reason why exercise is so valuable. All right. But I have to start with two problems that come with exercise and pain. And this is human nature. And it has to be brought up over and over again because it's a huge part of why people don't exercise. And I always think of all those cheesy songs that have the line, the lyric, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. So many 80s big hair bands, but so many different songs. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. That is so true with our health. And part of that, I believe, is evolutionary and protective. We can't dwell on pain. So it's good and it's bad. We don't appreciate what we have until it's gone. And I've done those shows and talked about prehab versus rehab over and over and over again for this reason. You will do the exercises that you need to do for your lower back and the stretches. You either do them because you want to or because you have to. You either do them because you're hurt and physical therapist is making you do them and you're paying for that privilege, or you will do and follow the rules, the five guidelines, reasons why you may have low back pain, and add it to your routine. And it doesn't take long, and it's not hard, and it doesn't even require any equipment. But you have to appreciate your health while you have it and do these exercises before it's an issue. And then I was thinking about this as I was swimming again, because I've talked about my one issue after all the races and all the things I've done has nothing to do with those races and the running and the biking and the swimming, has to do with an injury I had playing football in high school. And it's one shoulder. And I'm still annoyed that I played football like I did and got hurt. But I have a shoulder issue. I'm still working on it, still trying to protect it. You know, major dislocation, bunch of times, surgery back in the 80s. And one of the reasons I swim is to strengthen and stretch and keep my shoulders healthy. And it's phenomenal for that. And the other day when I was swimming, I'm getting ready for an Ironman, my 27th, no issues from those and all the marathons and ultras. But I do certain swimming drills and swim a certain way, not to go faster, but just for my shoulders. And I know that if I don't do these things, that issue will slowly creep back up on me. So I need to do the prehab. And the other day, it started to feel really good because I had laid off it for a little while. I wasn't swimming, wasn't doing what I needed to do. And I felt it coming back. And then I thought, oh, this is right when most people stop doing what they need to do because it feels good. So not only don't you appreciate it when you're healthy, when you fix it, you forget the pain you had. Again, protective, evolutionary. So you can't forget. Got to keep doing those things. When it feels good, you keep doing. You don't have to do, generally speaking, as much or as many exercises probably that you did to fix it, but you need to have a mix. And that's really good news. All right, so back pain, five general reasons why you could have it. And again, there's so many different reasons, of course. We're talking chronic and we're talking really common causes today, huge part of why so many people have it. I'm going to start with something you're probably not expecting, mental. There are those people, Dr. John Sarno is one of them, many books who believe that it's a mental issue, that you are taking that stress, that anxiety, all of those cognitive issues, and they are presenting as low back pain. I'm open to that. Totally open to that. But that's not what I'm going to dwell on. But I'm going to put that out there, of course. The mind-body connection is insanely incredible. That's why I did my master's with the sports psychology component, psychology, and continue to study that today. Absolute incredible connection. But I wanted to put that out there. I believe that can be an issue. And so what do we want to do? Control the stress, control the anxiety. What is one great way to do that? Exercise. One of the greatest stress reducers out there. But that's not the connection I'm talking about. But yet another reason to exercise,
to get rid of that stress in case that is one of the reasons or the reason for your back pain. Instead of popping pills, which if you, you know, are prescribed, I always say you do what your doctor says and you get to where you need to be. But exercise is, in conjunction with or in and of itself, one of the greatest stress reduction therapies out there. And it's one of the primary reasons I do it to this day. All right. So I had to throw that out there. Mental side could be. Okay. Number two, weak muscles. Come on. Core muscles, core muscles. How often do we hear about that? Our abdominal muscles and our back muscles need to be as strong as possible. And they're not, because we're not strengthening. And because what? We're sitting all day long. We're not moving. We're not moving. And that's a problem. So core exercises, the same exercises, many of which you will do in rehab when you have those back issues, are the ones you should do in prehab. And those are the back extension exercises, the bird dog, planks, all of those very simple, body weight only, no equipment required exercises that if you do 3 to 5 minutes a couple times a week, will have dramatic impact on your lower back pain and your quality of life, people. It's all connected. All right, so weak muscles, of course. And I don't want to get deep into anything here today. This is back pain and exercise 101, essentially. But, you know, your core muscles, your obliques, your rectus abdominis, and your erector spinae muscles. So we'll talk about three basic muscles that run alongside your spine, your iliocostalis, your longissimus, and your spinalis muscles. And when you do back extensions and exercises that strengthen your back, those are three muscles that are being strengthened. And the more you sit, the less you move, the more those muscles get weak, and the more pain you're going to be in. All right? Number three, tight muscles. Sitting all day long, not only does sitting make us weaker and weaken those muscles, it gets them tight and it pulls you forward. Everything in life, as I've said, pulls you forward. Gravity, sitting, tight hip flexor muscles. When all those muscles are tight, it puts your body, it takes it out of its natural formation and the ability to move naturally, and that's a problem. So we need to strengthen and we need to stretch, and you have heard that. And what you need to do, and I have this in my virtual gym, Tom Holland Fitness, is that 3 to 5 minute routine. I know you go, I don't know what to do. And in my book, The Micro Workout Plan, same thing. Yes, I'm pitching these products for a reason. So often people say, okay, I want to do it. What do? 3 to 5 minutes. 5 minutes, by the way, of core exercises, phenomenal. You shouldn't do much more when you are just trying to prehab. That's really great news, all right? So tight muscles, you got to strengthen, you got to stretch. I like to do both at the same time. I will do a back exercise, I will flip over, and I will stretch. I will do a back exercise, I will flip over and stretch. And in 5 minutes, oftentimes in front of the TV at night, on the, you know, rug, I'm done, okay? Number four, activity and repetitive movements. You golfers out there, you know, asking your body to do things like golf with rotation, such a huge full body movement when you have weak core muscles, tight core muscles, and you ask your body to do those type of things, and there's many other movements as well, that's a problem. That's a problem. And so you strengthen and stretch and reduce your stress through exercise so that you can golf and do those things you love that ask your body to do movements that are going to be challenging on your lower back. And finally, and this is really important, you know, how often I have to sigh, do we talk about being a healthy weight? One of the main reasons, or one of the many main reasons, the myriad reasons, are that when you're carrying around excess weight, especially men, in your abdomen, what do you think that does to your lower back? What do you think puts strain on your lower back? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when people keep having that conversation that they say we're supposed to have about being a healthy weight, This is another reason. So not only stress on your joints, your knee joints from carrying around excess weight, but your back. And again, men. So you have weak muscles, you're carrying around excess weight, you have tight muscles. Do you see where I'm going here, people? And you know what? As I'm talking, I'm throwing in a sixth, because this is absolutely at the core, pun intended, of all of this, is that the most insidious nature of back pain is that the sixth reason is you have back pain to begin with. And so you do less. And what happens? Everything I just talked about. You move less. So number one, the stress and anxiety comes because you're not getting that release. Number two, your muscles get weaker. Number three, they get tighter. Number four, when you do those activities that you want to do, like golf, it's a recipe for disaster. And when you're carrying around excess weight, it's adding to the problem. And so that's the insidious nature of lower back pain. And it's in all the studies, not talking about them today. But when you start to read into these studies, they always talk about in the abstract how when people have back pain, they do less and all of these things happen. It is a horrible snowball effect. All right, final break. When we come back, I'm going to read from this phenomenal article to put it all to bed. And then I'll give you the takeaway. All right? And seriously, out of all of my shows, when it comes to like muscular issues, musculoskeletal issues, the back, the things we just discussed, I just discussed with you, and the solution that I talked about the couple minutes several times a week, if you think it sounds too good to be true, it isn't. Final break. We'll be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, talking about back pain and specifically the connection with exercise. And let me just read to you from this phenomenal article. Sometimes I do this when it's really, really good. I'll read directly from it when I can't improve upon it. This is just perfect. So yes, all the things I talked about are connected with exercise. They're all the anxiety, the stress, the excess weight, all connected. But listen to this. All right. This is from something called The Conversation, October 2021, just came out. And the title was Back Pain, Why Exercise Can Provide Relief and How to Do It Safely. And read verbatim. Here we go. There's growing evidence suggesting that exercise leads to beneficial changes to certain functions in the nervous system, including the brain. Exercise directly influences how we experience pain by decreasing our sensitivity to potentially damaging stimuli. The phenomenon is known as exercise-induced hypoalgesia. In research on pain-free adults, a single bout of high-intensity aerobic exercise, such as cycling or running for 15 minutes, is able to trigger these pain relief effects for approximately 30 minutes afterwards. And the study that they're referring to is from, I love this, I've never talked about this journal on this show up until now, the Journal of Pain. How is that not the greatest journal to read, right? November 2019. The study was exercise-induced hypoalgesia in pain-free and chronic pain populations, state-of-the-art and future directions. I'm going to read just the abstract. Exercise is considered an important component of effective chronic pain management, and it is well established that long-term exercise training provides pain relief. In healthy, pain-free populations, a single bout of aerobic or resistance exercise typically leads to exercise-induced hypoalgesia, acronym EIH, a generalized reduction in pain and pain sensitivity that occurs during exercise and for some time afterwards. Okay, but they go on. In contrast, exercise-induced hypoalgesia is more variable in chronic pain populations, okay, and is more frequently impaired with pain and pain sensitivity decreasing, remaining unchanged, or in some cases even increasing in response to exercise. So you have to be careful. And that's why the title of this piece is How to Do It Safely. And that's why I have such a problem with trainers who don't know what they're doing. And that's a topic for another day, but this is why it's so important to get a qualified person and to follow qualified plans. You're in pain and it can be fixed, but if you do it too much too soon and the wrong exercises in the wrong way, you are taking something that is a solution and you are making it part of the problem. Final line from the abstract, pain exacerbation with exercise may be a major barrier to adherence. That's what I just said, right? Precipitating a cycle of physical inactivity that can lead to long-term worsening of both pain and disability. What I just said. So important. All right. Final couple paragraphs from this article. Phenomenal. These pain relieving effects are underpinned by several interacting mechanisms. Most notably, the release of the body's naturally produced pain relief agents, including adrenaline, noradrenaline, endorphins, and serotonin within the nervous system and via the circulatory system. These chemical signals not only help reduce pain directly, but have the added benefit of improving mood, people. Number one, all of this is so connected. You're depressed, you move less, you gain weight, your muscles get weaker, you get tighter. This is an important benefit as the experience of pain is known to be influenced directly by one's thoughts and feelings and by our perceived control over pain. Holy smokes, I love this stuff. The mind-body connection. Another key mechanism thought to be involved in exercise-induced hypoalgesia involved the formation of new and helpful connections within the nervous system, a process called neuroplasticity. One more paragraph. These structural changes in the nervous system operate over slower timescales than the chemical alterations that happen as a result of exercise-induced hypoalgesia, but are thought to lead to a decrease in pain associated with movement over time. Holy smokes, people. How many reasons do we need to move? How many reasons do we need to exercise? I want to do 3 more hours on just what I just talked about. But my point is, like, the oversimplification and the garbage information that you're being fed over and over by people who don't know what they're talking about, and just focusing on how they look, and I don't exercise, and look how good I look, and I don't, you know, or I eat this crazy diet and follow this crazy, you know, intermittent fast. We need to move for so many reasons. And I don't want you to be in pain like this friend of mine. It's horrible, especially at such a young age. And it's that snowball effect. So, takeaway is 3 to 5 minutes strengthening and stretching and moving and all of those things that I talk about on all the other podcasts to decrease your low back pain, to get rid of it, and to continue to do it, to find those things like I do my you know, core routine for so many reasons. Performance, sure, the vanity, but to strengthen my back first and foremost so that I'm not in pain. Because I said at the intro to the show, if you look good and you weigh what you want and you fit into those jeans, but you're in pain, what does it matter? And when it comes to low back pain, in my experience, 3 to 5 minutes, couple times a week, back extensions, stretching, bird dog exercises, simple body weight can make a world of difference in the quality of your life. All right, enough. There you go. What a great start to the discussion of back pain, but those five reasons, throwing in the sixth as well, that they talked about in the abstract about the horrible cycle. We want to move. We want to be a healthy weight. We want to strengthen our core muscles. We want to stretch all of those muscles for that reason. So that, you know, one final vent, stretching's not important. Stretching doesn't do anything. Yeah, it does when it comes to things like back pain and so many other things. Great example of garbage information, oversimplifying something and not saying for what. Enough. We will do more shows. I will give you takeaways. I'll probably do a fit tip very soon. Now I'm all amped up to give you that 5-minute workout routine. So look for that. I'll put it up on Instagram so you have a visual. All right. But I really want you to take into account this awesome connection between exercise and pain and mood and how it is so connected to the brain. Hypoalgesia. How cool is that? And neuroplasticity. Hypoalgesia and neuroplasticity. Maybe that's what I should have named the title of the show. Nope. Keep it simple, people, because it is. It's excessive moderation. All right. Thank you for listening. Reach out. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter. Message me, comments, questions right there. I will answer those questions in listener mailbag episodes. You can also go to fitnessdisrupted.com, email me through the site. Please follow the show, comment, tell your friends, share away, share on social media. Greatly appreciated. And remember, there are three things we all control, and it's all connected, and a bunch of it was in this episode. How much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that's awesome. And one way to control all of those things and make life better is to move and to exercise and to do it frequently and to find what you enjoy. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.